Tape Recorder Reporter.
We do.
Hello. Okay, you find it.
I have this so that it won't.
It started.
Reverberate.
Okay, whatever. Come watch it with me. It should be in your calendar with the links and the password. Should be in your calendar.
And the other matter,
a milestone, so we just want to let them make sure they're on.
There they are. This is Sheila.
Okay.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Isn't that who gave us the
And a very good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Judge.
Hopefully everyone can hear me and I can hear you. Let me just give a moment, get everybody on board, and we'll begin. Okay, let me first begin with an introduction. And despite what it says on the screen, I'm not Judge James Nutt. In case you don't know me, I'm Judge Richard Opdahl. I'm a senior judge, and I've been pinch hitting for Judge Nutt while he's been out on leave. And that includes this matter that's set for today, this case management conference that I actually directed be set. So I appreciate all of you making yourselves available. I have reviewed the file as best I can, including many of the pertinent pleadings and motions that are currently outstanding, as well as some of the ancillary proceedings in other courts, including the Probate and Guardianship Court, the Bankruptcy Court, and the Fourth District Court of Appeals. So as I said, I think I'm about as up to speed as I possibly can. So let's begin first by having everybody make their appearance, please.
Good afternoon, Judge. Robert Sweetapple and Cynthia Miller. We originally represented Walter Somm and Patricia Somm. Upon Walter's death, we represented Patricia. And now upon her incompetency, we represent Charles Revert, who is the guardian of the person and property.
Thank you.
Inger Garcia on behalf of numerous defendants, Your Honor, BFR, and the individual Bernsteins.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. My name is Shayla Mendoza. I'm here on behalf of Milestone. I'm the court reporter.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Your Honor, Kevin Hall, interested person as manager of BFR LLC. And I just want to make a quick note in the entry of this proceeding as to Mr. Sweetapple's statement about when he actually began representing.
No, let me interrupt you. All I'm asking for at this time is just an introduction. That's all. So.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. But since you've introduced yourself, I did have a question or two that I want to ask of you, and that is, I'm not sure, what particular standing do you have in this particular case? I know you say you're here as an interested person on behalf of an LLC, so you're not a party to this action, right?
Correct. I filed as an interested person as manager of the LLC BFR.
I'm not sure how that gives you a seat at the table here today. You're not a party. You haven't intervened.
Well, Your Honor, with all due respect, Your Honor, this is your first time appearing in the case. My entry in the case has not been challenged for nearly a year, so there's no motion. We can get into standing if you'd like to get into a full standing argument, Your Honor.
Well, I'm asking you.
I expect to be heard with due process.
You're either a party or you're an intervener. You're one or the other in this case.
Intervener, interested person. If you want to use the term intervener, yes. You can look at the filing and you can see.
Well, have you moved? Have you filed a motion to intervene in this case?
I have filed as an interested person. That is correct.
Well, no, I asked you if you filed a motion to intervene in this case. There's no such thing as an interested person, at least in the civil division. Now, maybe in the probate and guardianship division, they recognize interested parties. But here, you're either an intervener or you're a party. If you're not one of those two, you have no standing. And moreover... Let me finish. And if you're here as an interested person on behalf of an LLC, then you can't represent yourself. The LLC has to be represented by counsel.
I'm not here to represent the LLC, Your Honor. I never said that. Those are your words, not mine.
Your status as an interested party derives, apparently, from what you tell me, from your status as a manager of the LLC.
That's correct. Where my interests are directly at issue, in this case, it's been documented in the two other cases, and I'm sure if Your Honor did actually review those cases, you would see that interest has been established.
Well, in this particular case, though, as I said, you haven't moved into being, you're not a party to the case, so there's no such understanding as an interested
party. I did move as an intervener, Your Honor. I absolutely did.
Well, I don't see the motion, but it hasn't been heard anyway. The court entered no order in this case, unless you can point me to where the court
entered to the contrary either, Your Honor. So if we want to get into that hearing today, we can get into that hearing today, but I should probably have notice of that ahead of time, right?
Well, I'm going to, because you don't have standing in this case, anything that you file in this case is a legal nullity, and I'm going to strike it.
Ron, what I'd like you to do to start with, you did do an introduction. I'd like you to disclose on the record any affiliation you have with any attorney.
Your Honor, I'd ask that you cut off this individual's communications. I've written to everyone that
Your Honor, this moves for a clarification, Your Honor, if you don't address the question.
I have written to everyone advising that he has no standing in this matter.
He's never, no, he hasn't, Your Honor.
Nor has
he's
he
never contested. Mr. Sweetapple's never contested.
And I'd ask that,
Your Honor.
I'd ask that his sound and audio be cut off, Your Honor, so we can conduct
this. Your Honor, this is disqualification, oral disqualification. If you don't disclose on the record, Your Honor, your affiliation with any attorney in this case and any party in this case. Because I have reason to believe you.
No, as I said, you've had no standing. So
Your Honor, this is a qualification. Oral motion or a written motion, Your Honor?
Either you put yourself on mute or I'm going to put yourself. I'll put you on mute because all you're doing now is just disrupting the proceedings. If you think you have a status in this case, then file your motion to intervene. The court will hear that. If the court grants the intervener status, we can move from there. But right now, you're just a stranger to this case. You're an interloper. You don't have proper standing, and I'm not going to allow you to take up the court's time any further at this time. So thank you for going on mute. Okay, so now I think we're back on track. What I wanted to do in the short time that we have remaining is trying to get this case, as I said, back on track. I reviewed the motions that are pending, and it seems to me the one motion that probably has to be resolved before we can do much anything else is Mr. Rivard's motion to strike this alleged settlement agreement. So I'd like to tee that up for an evidentiary hearing if we can. And I know I anticipate probably going to be, it's an evidentiary hearing, probably going to be some discovery that's going to be taken in this case. So I have some available dates I can give you, and hopefully we can all agree upon a date here today. I have, and these would all be at 1:30 in the afternoon, and I can set it for a half a day, which I think should be sufficient. So that would be July the 15th, July the 29th, August the 5th, or August the 12th. Anybody have any preferences to any of those dates?
Well, July 15th is my 70th birthday, and we're having a party and a concert, so I would not want to do it that date. But the other two dates are fine, Your Honor. We will not need a half a day for the initial hearing. The discovery that's needed is of the two lawyers involved in the settlement, Amber Padwell and Ms. Garcia, who's on, and they have motions for protective order. I have motions to compel. I think in 1 hour we could, less than 1 hour, we could resolve both of those issues. And after I take those, if we could just get a half hour or an hour sometime in the next couple of weeks to deal with that, we could be ready on the 29th or the August date.
Okay, and Ms. Garcia, I know that you have several motions pending in regard to this, motions for protective order, and truly they do need to be heard prior to that time. What I would let you do is, just set those, coordinate that with all the parties in the case, coordinate that together, get time on the court's docket. I'm not sure I'll be here to hear those, but somebody will if it's not me. But go ahead and tee those up and set those for hearing, get those resolved. Ms. Garcia, does any of these particular dates work best for you? The 29th work for you as far as
That's my husband's birthday, Your Honor. We're out of town. So August, what were the two August dates?
August the 5th and August the 12th. Hopefully one of those dates.
August the 12th looks okay.
Did Mr. Sweetapple, August 12th work for you?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
Okay, so we'll plan on August the 12th at 1:30. That will be live in courtroom. I think this is 11. Ms. Noonan's online. I think we're 11A.
11E, Judge.
11E, I'm sorry. I move around so much here. 11E, thank you. It'll be at 1:30. So if one of you, I guess, Mr. Sweetapple or somebody else would just prepare the appropriate notice of hearing on, since Mr. Sweetapple's motion, and indicate that it'd be an evidentiary hearing at 1:30 in 11E, and we'll set aside 3 hours if we don't need 3 hours. If you tell me, well, all of you agree we're not gonna need 3 hours, set it for the time you agree that'd be appropriate, then we might be able to finish something, have something else during that time. The other motions, as you said, Ms. Garcia, your motions, you can go online and coordinate those and set those before the court. Since we're not having the hearing before August the 12th, that should give you ample time to get those scheduled and heard. And as I said, please be sure and do coordinate those with everybody else.
Right, Your Honor, because I also need to take Mr. Sweetapple's depo and Brad, the attorney from the bankruptcy court. There's a lot of outside issues that I need to it in order for this hearing, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, hopefully we've allowed enough time to get all those matters heard and straightened out if you can't agree upon them.
Yeah, I had no involvement in the settlement agreement, so that wouldn't even be germane to the motion that's pending, but I'll deal with that. And will Judge not be back to hear these, or should we be looking?
Well, in August, Judge Nutt will be here, but he won't be here. He'll be presiding over a criminal division, and Judge Parnafiello will be presiding over this division. So I imagine that will be heard before him.
And if we wanted to get a hearing time before you, because we've had trouble coordinating these depositions and these matters, do you have availability for an hour at some time? In June, because we do want to get the hearings and the discoveries completed.
Well, I think in June, Judge Nutt will probably be back, later in June anyway, will probably be back sitting in this chair. And when you say an hour, what would you want an hour for?
Just to argue the motions to compel Ms. Garcia's and Ms. Patwell's depositions. They were the parties to this challenged agreement.
Well, before I set aside an hour, I'd like to give you the opportunity to coordinate that.
Half an hour would really do it, Judge.
Well, you can set a half an hour online. You don't need me to coordinate that with you. You can do that online. I'm confident the two of you can find a half an hour between now and the hearing time in August.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, that's not going to be enough with the serious allegations and the serious issues going on.
I don't have any problem if you want to. Look, we're talking again to August, so
yeah.
Maybe set two half-hour hearings and that, coordinate those and tee up whatever you think is appropriate for each of those and hopefully can get those out of the way. I'd rather not have to be specially setting another block hearing when I'm already got a 3-hour block hearing that I'm setting in August. I don't want to burden Judge Parnafiello too much if I don't have to. So I'd like to keep them in half hour blocks at all possible. If it's not possible, then we can discuss perhaps setting a longer length of time.
It's possible. I'll do a half hour for each of the attorneys. And could you give us a time whereby if we haven't been successful in coordinating, we can get before you? I mean, let's say by July 15th, if they have not coordinated hearings, could we get in front of you? There's been nothing but delay and gamesmanship in this case.
Then just file a motion on the UMC calendar to have the court specially set those, and the court can hear those on the UMC calendar.
Good, I will do that, Judge.
I'm hoping that we won't have to wait. You mean you'll either know whether you can coordinate those in the next few days or a week rather than July 15th. I mean, that's over
right.
A month. So I'd rather have you come in early on the court's uniform motion calendar if for instance, there's a problem scheduling. And then
all right, we'll do that. We'll if we haven't scheduled something by the, say, the 12th of June, we will come back before the court on the motion calendar.
Okay. That sound all right with you, Ms. Garcia?
Yes, Your Honor, because we're going to be dealing with, I'm sure, him filing a protective order to his attorney-client privilege on his deposition also. So I'm sure we're going to have a hearing on it. We have to protect our client's privileges, though.
So. We don't need a protective order for her or me regarding attorney-client privilege. It gets asserted on the record. Any documents can be identified on the record. The things I'm going to be asking about deal with communications with others that are not privileged, including with my alleged co-counsel who appeared at this settlement without ever appearing in the case or communicating with me.
You're getting ahead of me. I don't want to, I'm trying any of the motions that are before me now. So I'm just trying to, as I said, get these matters lined up so we can at least dispose of this motion for fraud on the court, because I don't see how the court can do anything. Typically, whenever I get these motions for fraud on the court, I try to get them heard first because they really do hold up everything else. So that's my goal, to get that teed up and out of the way one way or the other.
Right, Your Honor, there's also a 1.540 motion pending for fraud on the court by the plaintiffs because they kept filing for a dead person and different issues. So I guess we need to set that one also. I guess it, depending on how you rule on a settlement.
Oh, yeah.
If the settlement's denied, I mean, if the health settlement holds, I don't need that motion.
Okay. Well, I have to confess, I probably missed that one.
What happened, Your Honor, the judgment was entered years ago. I came in after the fact, and the other attorneys are ready to testify. They entered a judgment when a person was already dead without telling the court, and the woman, Ms. Somm's daughter, Joanna Somm, was traveling under an undisclosed power of attorney. They did a summary judgment without noticing the plaintiff's the defense attorney. I mean, there's so many like issues that got to the point where I came in after the judgment and filed a motion for fraud on the court to set it aside. And then since then, we've had these ensuing bankruptcies. Guardianship was filed after I disclosed to the bankruptcy court about fraud. So, you know.
Let me ask Mr. Sweet, any objection to teeing up that motion after those of
Your Honor, that motion has, these things have been argued and they were ripe for appeal. The appellate court has already ruled. There have been rehearings. The fact is that when one of the joint owners of the note died, the wife continued with the case. There's been no attempt to in any proceeding to declare that the power of attorney that was later used was invalid in any way. So this is a whole collateral argument that has no place in this case. But if she comes in and notices it, I will argue that at the same time I argue my motion to hold her in contempt for her fraud on the bankruptcy court, where she was sanctioned.
Why don't we notice your motion as well for the same August the 15th date to follow Mr. Sweetapple's motion if necessary?
And I'd like to argue my motion for sanctions against Ms. Garcia at that time as well.
Well, now we're talking. let's plan. Well, the case can go forward without that motion, right? I mean, I'm not saying you can go ahead and coordinate that among yourselves and set that up. I just want to get these fraud on the court evidentiary hearings out of the way. So we'll have better direction as to how this case is going to proceed at that point in time. So to recap, then we will for that August the 15th date. At the 1:30 date, we'll have the...
Correction, Judge, you said August 12th at 1:30, correct? 12th.
Thank you, Ms. Noonan.
Thank you.
The August 12th date at 1:30, we'll hear Mr. Sweetapple's motion for fraud on the court to be followed, if necessary, by Ms. Garcia's motion.
Right.
And again, those won't be by Zoom, they'll be live, so...
Right, and Ms. Atwell is in Tampa, but I will... let her know. I think she needs to be here because they're going after hers and my reputation. So I'm going to talk to her to make sure she's available at that time. She's not here today, Your Honor. And she's got to be here for this because she's the attorney for the mom directly, not through a power of attorney, but directly. And she was her attorney in the guardianship case too.
Okay. All right. Well, I've taken care of the things. I know there are other things we could probably spend hours talking about some of these other. But my main concern, as I said, was to get these two evidentiary hearings lined up. And I think I've addressed your concerns regarding these other motions, how they should be scheduled to get them before the court in a timely manner, coordinating between the two of you. If there are problems in that regard, I hope they're not. You know, we've got all good lawyers here. So just to go ahead, and if not, though, then don't wait until and bring it up to me on August the 12th, whoever's sitting here, try and get it before the court as early as possible on the court's uniform motion calendar, and the court can address those and hopefully resolve any of those scheduling issues.
And you'll be covering then all June, Judge Nutt's calendar?
No, that's not necessarily true. I can't speak with any certainty as the exact date Judge Nutt will be back, but I think that he'll be back sometime during the month of June. Okay. Keep your eyes and ears open. I'm sure when he's here, everybody was made aware. All right, that's all I have, unless anybody else has anything very pressing at this moment. Anybody, any questions about anything I've ordered or directed at this point in time? Again, I will await your receipt of your notice of hearing on this for the August the 12th date.
The only concern about that date, Your Honor, is I will reach out to Ms. Patwell and let her know that you set the hearing, and only if she has a criminal conflict or federal conflict, I'll have her tell her, you know,
she's only a witness. She's only a witness.
She's the main person in this case.
She's a witness. I will take her deposition and we'll use it if she's not available. She does not represent the guardian. He's the plaintiff.
Okay.
Okay, well, Ms. Garcia indicated she's going to reach out to her. If there's a problem, I'm sure somebody will bring it to my attention or the court's attention. Okay, I thank you all very much. Everybody have a great
Honor, very quickly, I just wanted to note for the record here, you will get a motion, but Mr. Sweet Apple did serve me as...
Who's directing? I can't tell.
That's Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall again, Your Honor. If we can be excused.
Your Honor, you want...
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Hall. Okay, I'm going to adjourn and I'll wait your order then, please. Thank you all very much, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Your Honor. Nice to see you.
Yeah.